lytter til Studentradioen I Bergen. I Bergen.
Nå skal jeg si for dere å høre oss. Hør oss på FM 107,8, på DAB eller din foretrukne podcast-app.
It's like that, more or less.
I like if I continue to stay in the radio, I would like to have like a singing program. It was so nice.
Just you singing.
Just me.
No, but it sounds good. It sounded good.
So much better than I thought.
Yeah, of course.
Like when I heard it right there, I was so amazed by myself. <Just kidding.
laughs> Yeah. So
okay, never mind.
Okay. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
It's the worst way to start.
I'm just trying to see how much you can hold it.
I can't. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Carlos. I'm here with Margaret.
Hi.
One week more. Hi, Margaret.
Nice to be back.
Nice to be back one week more. And today we are gonna take a break of the exams. Talking about the news as always and different topics. Margaret is gonna sing in Chinese.
Yes, as promised.
It's amazing. I already heard that and it's amazing.
Drum roll.
So we will save that for the end. And also Jakub will come with the alternative music. And now, as we are used to, the news
the
of
news.
The week.
Yes. As usual, I have three pieces of news.
Mm-hmm. It's your favorite number.
Magic number. Yeah. But it's the perfect news for the amount of time we have for this section. Mm-hmm. First off, I want to start by talking about the 17th of May.
Yeah.
That is the National Day / Constitution Day in Norway, which broke the heat record for this day in Bergen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was 23.9 degrees Celsius.
It was so hot. And everybody with the suits and the costumes.
Yes.
I don't know how they made it.
I actually have the national costume as well, but it's in my hometown.
Ah, okay.
And I feel a bit lucky because it's so warm to be wearing that. And you're walking so much and you're just sitting in the sun. Mm. I literally, after the 17th of May, I was so tired. Mm-hmm. But I think basically because of all the sun and we're not used to the heat yet.
Yeah.
But apart from that, the last time it was this hot or almost, because this was a heat record, was in 1932.
Oh my god.
So a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time
and
ago.
Also one time in 1980.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, there was a special day with special kind of
in
weather.
In all the fields.
Yeah, and I'm so happy because I have exchange student as friends here, and I'm really happy that they got to see like the Constitution Day with nice weather.
Yeah.
Because so I've experienced so many of these like national days where it's just so rainy, so cold.
Mm.
You don't really want to be outside.
Mm.
Mm, but this was really
everybody
nice
was
day.
In the street that day.
Yeah, so many. I think it was like 25,000 just in the city center.
A lot of people.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that was the local news from Bergen.
Mm-hmm.
And then another news, which is the reason why I bring this up is because, first of all, I think it's really interesting, and
it would be bad if you just bring news because
no, literally I was scrolling through the news feed like today and yesterday also a bit, and there's just so much like sad stuff. I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay,
it's just a lot of people like stabbing each other with knives, you know.
Oh my god,
that kind of thing. Yeah. And I don't feel like it's a positive vibe we want to. Like, we want to keep it more lighthearted here.
Yeah.
So, next up, it's we have a Norwegian citizen who recently died because of rabies. You know rabies, the disease?
Mm, yeah, for dogs.
Yeah, or it's actually not just dogs, it's for every mammal can get it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so every mammal, but it's usually transmitted from dogs to humans because we are mostly in contact with dogs, but we can also get it from like bats or cows or cats or wild animals like a fox, for example.
Okay.
And it's more common in Asian countries. So this woman, she had been traveling in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when people think of rabies, they think of like street dogs attacking humans or like biting.
Yeah.
But this was actually, she was on a normal holiday, and then she, like, she and her friends, they found like a small like puppy on the street, and they just wanted to take care of it.
Yeah.
And the way that rabies transmit into like, or into humans,
yeah,
is by basically saliva, or like, it needs to get into you. Like, so let's say if the puppy just licked you on the arm, mm-hmm, it wouldn't do any harm. But because she had like a small wound,
okay,
like the virus managed enter, to get into her body,
oh God,
and enter her body. And then when she came back to Norway, she was fine. And then for a while she was fine. And then she started feeling the symptoms. And it's really deadly. Rabies is really, yeah, dangerous. And it's the first time someone died from rabies, yeah, since like the 1800s in Norway.
Wow.
And I remember just my parents calling me, because I'm going to Vietnam and it's,
yeah,
it's prevalent there, right? Mm-hmm. So they were like, be careful.
And they eat dogs, so.
They eat dogs. Last time, yeah, I went to Vietnam, I was actually attacked by street dogs.
Oh.
That's why I feel like this news is relevant to me.
Yeah.
And that was just like an innocent little puppy. I feel so sad.
Mm.
And then she died in the hospital, like, but she died, like, when rabies is supposed to be very painful, but we have medication, so,
yeah,
she was fine when she died, but of course it's really sad.
Yeah, of course.
So that was a kind of shocking piece of news.
Yeah.
And it happened earlier, I think it was early May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the last one is actually also related to something to do with me, but not that's not why I chose it. It's because,
no way, the program around Margaret.
Stop it. It's actually about something that happened outside the parliament.
Yep.
So let me just get my phone, because I need to check the details for this one.
Yeah, no worries.
Because the People's Congress in China, like the chairman, or not the chairman, but the leader of the People's Congress,
yeah,
came to visit Norway. And you know Amnesty International?
Mm,
they,
yes,
fight for human rights, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because of China has some troubles with human rights.
A little bit of trouble.
And then Amnesty, they wanted to... So the thing in Norway, you're allowed to protest, but you can book the space,
mm-hmm,
in advance. When you get the news that someone's arriving in Norway, you can book the space and you can demonstrate with your kind of group or your people.
Okay.
So it's basically the first one to get there will get the space. And what happened is that Amnesty International wanted to do a demonstration for human rights.
Okay.
But there's a Chinese like private organization booked it before it was even published that the guy from the People's Congress were gonna come. So Amnesty didn't know. So it's,
okay,
a bit of controversy here if that's actually legal. Because then that meant that Amnesty couldn't do the demonstration that they wanted to when it,
okay,
comes to human rights, because it was already booked. But the Chinese group, they knew about it way before anyone else. So is this cheating or is it not? That was the question,
yeah,
that was asked. Yeah, and then the people who decide who gets to demonstrate there said that basically it doesn't matter, whoever is first is the one who's gonna get the allowance. But it's a bit sketchy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the news?
That was the news.
And now we're gonna play King of My Castle by Don Diablo. And, well, it's an edit by Don Diablo, but actually the song is of Kino Silva. And what is that song?
I really don't know.
Probably the boats of the...
Yeah.
Of the harbor, maybe?
I thought it was from inside, but it's from outside.
No, 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 I think it's outside. Okay, let's play the song.
Let's play the song. Maybe no one
maybe
on the radio can hear it.
Maybe they are inviting us or something, so let's play the song.
I heard that was a... Creepy.
Must be the reason why I'm king of my castle. Okay, we are back again after this beautiful song by Kino Silva. and the edit of Don Diablo. And now we are gonna talk about what to do after the exams if you are not leaving just the
the day after. Yeah, how many exams do you have left?
Two.
Okay, I have one exam left, and I just have to say, like, I was talking to my friend the other day, but being a student this time of year, you feel so outside of society.
Yeah, true, kind of true.
I'm always on the light rail, and I think, like, wow, here are all these people, like, going about their normal lives, like, maybe they have some family, they go to the...
Family. You have family, too. What do you mean?
No, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Yeah, let me explain. So
maybe they have family.
They have family, but I feel like I never talk to my family, but that's just me, maybe. Okay. But it's like, you're just living the student residence, that's what I meant.
Okay.
And people are just like going to their jobs the same time every day.
You meant that they meet their families.
Yeah, maybe they go home and like have a dinner with their family, that kind of thing. But I feel like life as a student, it's so... Like, you just feel so spaced out. I don't know. Mm. We don't have any routines anymore. It's like we have an exam every 2 weeks now, but we have nothing really.
I prefer assignments, for example, than exams. Because exams, you have to just be at home all the day trying to memorize things, and I don't really like
it. It's really such a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I feel almost... Yeah, almost a little bit on the side of society because I just have no routine at all. Mm. It's really weird. But on the positive side...
Yeah, let's not cry.
Let's not cry about that. If you want a routine, you can make it, guys. Yeah. We're strong, capable people who can be
organized. Mr. Wonderful.
But if you're not, here are some tips for what you can do.
Yeah.
So the 26th of May, in Bergen, it's tradition to walk all the seven mountains in one day. So for anyone who's finished their exam or just want to get out in fresh air.
Or want to die.
Or
just want to die.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a tough challenge.
Yeah, 16 hours, more or less, right?
Yeah, it's the whole day, I think.
Wow.
And it takes a lot of energy. If you're not used to hiking, maybe this isn't for you. But I feel like it's also...
Maybe, right?
But I feel like I'm the kind of person, I would do that just for...
Yeah, for fun.
For fun, because it's only one time. But you would be really dead
after. I think
after.
I will do it. But
you will do it?
I think so.
Amazing.
But
I don't think I can because I have my exam
I don't think
after.
I can neither, but... No, after exams. Not in the original day. Not the main day.
I think that's also a good idea.
You have to pay also, I think, right?
I don't know, you don't have to pay, but if you pay, you get a t-shirt at the end. So basically, you pay for the t-shirt.
Yeah, 50 euros
for
you
guys,
a t-shirt.
You can join the hike, it's free. But if you want to get diploma and t-shirt, then you have to pay. You can do that on Facebook or something, but if you want to. Saturday the 25th, so the day before, it's the Bergen Street Food Festival. And if anyone is interested in food,
the sun and the moon of the the two events, nothing to do.
The two opposites. Yes. Let's just go the day before and be really full from all the different food, and then go hiking the day after.
Yeah, to lose all the weight.
We need balance in life.
Yeah,
and then there is a music festival here in Bergen, the 12th to the 15th of June. I'm not going to be here then, so that's kind of sad, but it's the biggest music festival in Norway, so that would be really cool, and it's all genres, so it's not only pop music or only country music, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's everything.
A lot of mix of...
Yeah, something for every taste, I guess.
That's nice, yeah.
And then, lastly, Elton John is coming to visit Bergen.
Woo!
But you already heard about that, right?
Yes.
Even before me.
Yeah, in the first semester I had to do an assignment on web design. And I had like a section where I write about what is coming to Bergen, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote that, so...
Really cool.
I knew it. But...
So any music fans or fans
I think it's the 23 of June or something like that.
Yeah, it's in June. Somewhere in June.
Somewhere
I really
in June.
Don't know. You will be able to find out.
Yeah, you have all Google probably. If you are listening this, you probably have Google.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's the end of his career now, or not the end of his career, but he wants to like wrap it up. That's why he's on final tour. And Bergen is the only city in Norway he's gonna come visit.
Yeah, it's your only chance if you want to
see him here in Norway. Elton John. So, like, we're promoting all these events. Anyway, it's good. Do you have a favorite Elton John song?
No, I don't really. I don't really listen to Elton John.
You mean not even the Lion King? Yes. Like, can you feel the love?
Oh, that one, my favorite one.
Yeah, it's good. Should we play a song?
That one. We can play that one if you want.
Yeah, sure.
I have here all the songs in the world.
All the songs in the world.
Tell me the name.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John.
Can You Feel
the Love?
The Love Tonight by Elton John. So,
yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go. It's the Lion King. The feels. You know what? I actually didn't watch The Lion King until I think the third year of high school. Last year of high school.
Okay.
Which I'm slightly ashamed, but it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. What a great song, right?
Right.
I got so inspired and it was so funny here in the
studio. What kind of music? Do you listen to music when you're studying for exams?
No. I need silence. What I was going to say is that we had so much fun here listening to this song in the studio. It's a pity that you cannot see us. Yeah. But I think the last day maybe I can bring the GoPro or something to have also a memory of my past here.
That's a good idea.
And we can film the program, maybe, the episode.
That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe people just don't care, but just for me, to have a memory.
At least for you, Carlos.
Yeah. So now the moment has arrived. Let's talk a little bit more, maybe, but you have to sing. You have to sing, Margaret.
It's two programs left before the summer?
Yeah. Just one and two more.
Yeah. I said that I would sing so earlier.
A promise is a promise. In the episode 3, I think.
Yeah. And the time has arrived, apparently. I want to sing a Chinese song. Because we're obviously the... What? We're obviously the international program. Mm. So singing in Chinese is very fitting, I think. And this is actually the song that I sung... I was attending something called the Chinese Bridge Competition, which is... held in Bergen every year by the Confucius Institute. And I actually won. And I was singing this song in the competition.
Very good, Margaret. Amazing.
Thank you.
You sing really well. So
I hope so. We'll let the people judge.
Yeah, probably. And sorry to the Chinese people if they find this...
offensive in any way. I feel like that's such a PC culture thing to say. Like, you have to always... You know, when you watch something on social media these days, people are always like, but this is just me. It doesn't apply to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry
if I
offend anyone.
You don't have to say that.
I was joking. But it's okay. Just a precaution. We don't want to offend anyone.
I think it's going to be good. Let's people judge. So this is bad radio show, so I'm going to search again the song like before in the keyboard.
This song is called Dang Ni Lao Le. It means when you are... old.
Yeah. 1 year only.
What do you mean?
1 year old, you say?
No, when you are old.
What? Sorry?
When you are old.
Ah, when you are old.
When you are old. When you get old.
Okay.
Are you getting old, Carlos?
Probably. I don't hear very well. Okay.
No problem.
So I'm going to...
I was just going to say one more thing, sorry.
Okay.
This song is actually quite famous in China.
I'm going to close my microphone. That's what I was going to say because I don't think I'm going to sing this song. I think I can't. So I close my microphone now.
See you later.
Bye. I already closed it. Don't do that. And let's listen to Margaret, the Chinese Norwegian girl.
Don't 白了睡意昏沉，当你老了走不动了，炉火烹大炖，回忆青春，多少人曾爱你青春漫长的时辰，爱慕你的美丽假意或真心，只有一个人好有一你天真的灵魂，爱你苍老的脸上的皱纹，当你老了眼眉低垂，灯光昏黄不定风吹过来，你的消息，这就是我心里的歌。真心，只有一个人好有一你虔诚的灵魂，爱你苍老的脸上的皱纹，当你老了眼眉低垂，希望这首歌是唱给你的。
谢谢大家。
Well, that was amazing.
Thank you. That's it.
We don't have a lot of people here to clap. It's only me, but I really like it. I hope all the listeners
I hope you liked it.
Like it too.
It takes some getting used to singing like in public.
What's
It's really weird to get used to singing in public. I used to get so nervous, but now I'm a bit more okay.
No, you're fine.
Being on the radio is good practice.
Definitely. It is, yeah. So I think I'm so relaxed now.
Yeah.
I think I can study now better, focus, knowing that I have some things to do after exams.
Yeah.
And
you know
with this peace of mind after you singing, I think this program was the best program we could do for
yeah.
a break.
That's very true. It's so stressful to have exams.
Yeah.
But I actually have a tradition of not studying the day before my exam. But this
good tradition, yeah.
I know. It's the best tradition.
Yeah.
Because you just feel so relaxed. But then this exam, I think it's going to be different because I really have to study. I feel so behind. Mm. Yeah. We're sending love to everyone with exams. It's almost done, guys. It's almost over with.
Yeah, we are
finishing.
We can
enjoy our summer holidays.
Yeah, we are finishing and we have plans after the exams. And yes,
living
take
our
a deep
best
breath.
Life.
And yeah, we are young, wild and free.
You know, I was looking at the Elton John songs and there's one. I think it's called like Dumb, Young and something.
You want to play another Elton John song?
Because sure? I listened to it and I was like, I didn't really like it. I'm sorry. But I was really fizzing.
Yeah,
and then you said it.
Hmm.
But yeah.
So I think this is the perfect ending
for the section
of today.
Yeah.
The program section, I don't know, that we did today. I think it's very good to end like this with this piece. And I with agree. Jakub now, with alternative music. And
it's so good.
The next week we will come back with more No Way. So see you next week. Now we are gonna play a sad song because
because all of us exchange students, I feel like I'm a part of it. I say that I'm a part of the exchange students, but I'm not. But I feel like
you are not from here, so
I know. But people are starting to go home now, so it's so fitting to play a sad song about coming home, right?
Yes, part two.
Part two. I think most of you guys will know this song.
Yeah, Skylar Grey.
Yep.
I think I said it right for once, the name of a song.
Let's not cry too much, guys.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week. We are not going to leave for
not
the moment.
Yet.
Not yet. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up.
Du lytter til Studentradioen i Bergen. Bergens eneste FM-radio. FM 107,8 på DAB og alltid på srib.no.